Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to EspritNet News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. My president is
back. Don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
I remind you that I've done this before.
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to EspritNet News. I'm your host, Jerome. You know, on this program, we do a week's worth of news in just one setting. That's right, our weekly news wrap-up show. On this program, the U.S. have, I guess, their premature births are up for the first time in 8 years. Pope Francis says that women will never become priests. And the World Series finale draws a 40 million viewers. And Samsung also admitted that it still doesn't know what caused the, I guess it's $4.3 million dangerous Galaxy Note 7 handsets to blow up, but they said that they're warning of an economic or environmental disaster. And Vladimir Putin grants actor Steven Seagal a Russian citizenship. We have that this week in court and much more. So I just want to welcome you onto the show. If you want to check out some of our shows in the archives that you missed, you can just check us out at espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com, or if you go to soulofsyracuse.com/espritradio. Both ways will work, but I don't know why I said it that way. All right. Now, our first story. Oh, before I start my first story, I just want to say hey to my girl, Alisa Campbell Esquire, for delivering a baby girl. I want to say congratulations, and I am going to call and see you soon. So just wanted to make sure I start off the show by saying hey to my girl. All right. Now, our first story, the close call, I guess, Tuesday night's asteroid, which was called, I guess it was 2016 VA is the name of the asteroid. It was discovered by Mount Lemmon's Sky Survey in Arizona. It swept past at a distance of 46,600 miles. So, again, that was a close call, and it swept by us on Tuesday. I guess in kind of universal news, that was a close call, 46,000 miles. Now, the World Series finale drew 40 million viewers. It's the largest audience in 25 years. Nielsen report that more than 40 million viewers or people turned out to watch that Chicago Cubs, watch them beat the Cleveland Indians in the World Series finale on Wednesday night. Now, I, you know, although Cleveland was up by, I guess, 3-1, when the irony started coming out about people parading the Indian mascot and changing their name came up, I thought there's going to be great irony when they lose and Chicago came back and beat them. Down 3-1, came back and beat them. So change your name, Cleveland. See if that works out for you. All right, now the rate of premature births in the United States increased in 2015 for the first time in 8 years. And the rates are especially high among certain racial and ethnic groups, is what the March of Dimes report is saying. Now, the overall rate rose from 9.57% to 9.63%, according to the data from the U.S. National Center for Health Statistics. Now, the rates in 2015 were nearly 48% higher for black women and more than 15% higher for American Indian or Alaskan Native women compared to white women. That's according to the report. Now, the findings led the March of Dimes to give the United States a C grade on its latest premature birth report card. Now, the report card gives an A to four states: New Hampshire, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. Six states got a B, and 21 states in the District of Columbia got a C, and six states, I'm sorry, they got a B. That would be 16 states got a B, while 21 states in the District of Columbia got a C, and six states in Puerto Rico got a D, and three states got an F. Now, I would let you guess the three states, but it would be Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. All right. The world's population is set to reach 8 billion people by the year 2024 and 9 billion by 2038 as Africa and the Middle East sees huge increases. Now, the world's population is now expected to break through the 8 billion barrier in the next 10 years. That's according to new figures from the World Bank. Now, again, why the World Bank is releasing this figure is beyond me. But there's some irony to the premature stuff falling in the minority ethnic categories while our world population is going to reach 8 billion. I didn't put those stories together, but they just came out this week at the same time. So here we go. The Pope urges countries to not take in more immigrants than they can assimilate and warns the dangers of ghettoization. Pope Francis spoke out on a flight back to Rome from Sweden that even though countries shouldn't close their hearts to refugees, they do have the right to assess their capacity to effectively integrate them. Now, see, I didn't see the irony in this. Okay, now they're talking about assimilation. The world population is too high in premature births. All right, didn't mean to start the show off that way, but it just kind of went in that order. Samsung has admitted that it still doesn't know what to do with the 3.3 million dangerous Galaxy Note 7 handsets and warns of an environmental disaster. Now, the remarks come after Greenpeace issued a statement earlier this week demanding the world's top smartphone maker find a way to reuse rare materials such as cobalt, gold, palladium, and there was something else. I lost the last one. It slipped off my head. Actually, I was remembering those, but there is another fragment. But they're mining all of this stuff to put them in phones, and now they need to scrap phones. So they need to recycle is the main moral of that story. Now, Penn State was fined a record $2.4 million in the Jerry Sandusky case. The school is being punished for not warning students about a child molester coach and ignoring his deprived crimes, is what they're saying, depraved crimes. Now, the federal officials looking into how Penn State handled complaints about Sandusky, they hit the school with the fine, saying that it violated requirements about reporting campus crimes. Now, I don't know where that $2.4 million is going, but they're still getting fined for the Sandusky stuff. The Myrtle trial begins for a former South Carolina cop who shot Walter Scott. Now, even though this has started, I have to say this for the record, there's only one black juror on there. Although the judge is black, there's one black juror. Now, Scott's family and friends were the first to take the stand in the trial for that former cop. Michael Slanger, who's 34, faces 30 years to life in prison if convicted of murder during that traffic stop. So we're going to keep an eye on this story, and I'll let you know how it goes. But there's only one black juror. Now, too much drinking when you're younger can trigger serious health problems for the rest of your life is what doctors are warning. Drinking too much as a young adult may put you at risk of serious health concerns decades down the line, even long after the problem has been under control, is what a new study is saying that's been released in the U.S. So I just wanted to do that as a public service announcement. But if you want more of that story, go check it out. I just didn't want to pass it up. Drinking too much when you're young can cause serious health problems. Oh, and smoking. They didn't say that in that study. All right, now the Obamas, that means the president and the first lady, saw their White House, their final White House Halloween party in memorable style on Monday with goofy reenactments from the Michael Jackson's Thriller video and a marathon candy distribution session with dozens of kids in fancy dresses. And the president said that we've been working on a little dance. We don't know how it's going to go, but we think we should just try it anyway. And the pair, the first lady and the president, you know, went into their Thriller dance. Now, I don't know how well they did. I'm sure it was just kind of goofy to make the kids feel good. I'm not saying that they can't dance. But the first couple handed out a lot of candy to the to local children and kids of military personnel on the White House lawn. Now, if you didn't know, the president, you know, while Bush was there, the president was closed off to local D.C. And President Obama, for 8 years, opened up the White House, that they let kids in the White House, and they actually brought people in. But I guarantee you, if President Obama was not there, there would not have been this opening of local schools and children in the D.C. area into the White House. I'm just saying. Now, on that note, let's go to Kathleen. What's up, Kamish? How are you? Just as I was about to go off to the president.
I'm fine. How are you?
That's good. I'm well. I didn't bring you in just to co-sign what I was saying, but I'm sure we all feel that tide turning about how open and nice it is to see the White House,
yeah,
like on Easter and Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
I know, I didn't mean to bring it down.
Hey, I wanted to say that Trevor Noah just cracked all over the president and the first lady's Thriller dance, and I saw I saw a very little clip of it, and so I won't comment on the clip. I'll just say that I'd like to see more.
Right, and so I saw the still pictures, and they look great. So that's all I want to say. I didn't.
Yeah, let's say that. Let's say that.
I had access to the video, did not watch it, but I realized that they could be messing it up to make the kids feel better. But that's all I'm going to say. I don't know because I didn't see it. I'm in denial about that. I'm trying to be nice because, you know, I only have a little while left to be respectful of the president.
Well, yes, and I want for when he leaves the White House that he gets a new pair of jeans.
I think he gave a speech one time, or he was being interviewed, and he said, "What's this big crack in my jeans?" Like, he didn't get it. But anyway, now you cracked on his jeans, so I think we'll chalk another one up for the president. You know, somebody's cracking on his jeans. All right, you know, in a speech, you know, the president said that about Donald Trump, that this guy doesn't hang out with working people unless they're cleaning his room, mowing his lawns, mowing the fairway on his golf club, at his golf club.
Huh.
And he told,
No, I was laughing.
No, he told voters that the billionaire, who is an avid Twitter writer, needs to get his priorities straight, and anybody who is upset about Saturday Night Live skit, you don't want in charge of nuclear weapons, so you can't just be that doggone sensitive. That's all I got on that. Now, you know, there's this thing, I don't know if you saw this on social media, these pro-Trump folks who launched a social media campaign trying to convince Hillary supporter that they can vote by text. Did you see that?
They did that with President Obama, remember? I got a bunch of those.
Oh, did you? I didn't see that during President Obama.
I got a bunch of them. I got one that said you could vote by text. I got one that said the polls were moved.
Did you really?
I did. I got, oh, yeah, and we had to tell people a whole lot of stuff, you know, that year. I remember in 2008 they had gone bananas.
Oh, well,
you're not going to get in, and all this other kind of stuff. Oh, that the polls were, the polls don't open until 9, or, you know, they're not going to. I know.
You know,
wait a minute.
Polls
are supposed to open at
6.
The polls are closing at
6.
They're opening at
9.
It was terrible.
You know, and the thing is, the Republicans do this every season. And just today, there was an injunction in the state of North Carolina to the judge made them put people back on the voter rolls because they purged voter rolls again while they're early voting. So the judge made them reinstated, and they're still in court because they said the judge hasn't made a final ruling yet about what to do about the fact that every year, instead of saying we need verification of who you are, they just purge voter rolls. And what they did is they used some independent, or they weren't even a private company, some citizens who mailed stuff out to people randomly. And if the mail came back, return to sender, they sent those names to the Board of Elections, and they deleted the folks off the rolls. Now, the worst irony of this is two-thirds of the people who they purged were black and Democrats. I know. So I just wanted to say that, because in saying that, with that social media going out saying that you can text or call this number to vote, is the same nonsense. This is never going to get old. I think they try to get little kids, because that it must be that. But you would think that we would have laws against that. But apparently, yeah, well, I can tell you Congress ain't going to pass it. They're benefited from, since the Republicans are the only one that do that. Democrats don't do that kind of stuff. But Republicans have to suppress the vote. It's the only way they can win. And they show it every year. So they talk about fairness, and every year they do the same thing. They do that locally, too, where they're trying to suppress the vote.
And they're the ones that always talk about how it's rigged and it's broken and it's
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
because yeah,
they're rigging it. Because they're rigging it. They're like, it's rigged. Yeah.
And the whole gerrymandering thing is just really despicable. Before I hear about how they were actually successful at this and that the Democrats just slipped through it, this gets me angrier and angrier and angrier.
Yeah. Now, you know what's really cool about the announcement? I didn't do this on the news last week, but the president talked about what he is going to work on when he's out of office. He, and I think it's Eric Holder, and they're actually putting together a group, like a super PAC, to make sure that they win the next election before the next census. And I'm thinking that's what the Republicans do, right? That's where you ask about the Koch brothers and how they spend their money down ballot. The president already said that is their goal, to make sure that they restore people in office during the next census so that they can actually redraw lines. Isn't that a good goal? You know, have a national agenda, and who knows why the Democrats didn't think of doing that anyway.
Right.
Again.
Or
yeah.
Stopping it. Even if you didn't think of doing it, if you knew it was happening, why didn't you stop it?
Yeah, but that Republicans did that every year. Like, that's been going on since for eons, that the reason that we have so many Republican governors is because they usually run on off-year elections, so they don't get big voter turnout. And so long as the turnout is low, Republicans normally win, hence why they always try to suppress vote, because that's the only real chance that they have of winning anyway. In most of these states.
And then
states,
they draw the line so that they're guaranteed to win.
Yes. Like, see, you remember what, what's the guy, Chris Christie, did in New Jersey when they needed a special election after, I guess, when their senator died. Did he die or he left office? I can't remember what happened to him. Oh, no. Their senator, who was the senator of Massachusetts? It was Kerry when he got promoted to be Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What's the guy, Newark's mayor? Cory Booker.
Cory Booker.
Right? So he ran for Senate. So instead of running that on the regular election day, Chris Christie figured there would probably be too many blacks voting because Cory Booker was running. So they actually ran the Senate runoff race something crazy like maybe 6 weeks before the actual governor's race. Like they spent that much more money getting voting up around the state of New Jersey just so that people didn't do the Senate race the same time that he did the governor's race. But he did that on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. All right. So, you know, Fox News obtained a copy of a casting notice which stated that an up-and-coming conservative media network was seeking hosts, reporters, and panelists for their new slate of programming. Trump TV is on the rise, y'all. If they are already putting out a casting call for that, I know where this is going. Trump TV. All right. So, and Fox News obtained it. Like, they, because that's their competition, so they're blowing them out of the water. Nobody else reported that, but Fox News obtained a copy. I can't believe they're trying to steal people from Fox News to go work for another. Anyway, yeah, that doesn't seem fishy at all. Now, we all know, if you have not heard the story, because I know this is on mainstream media, but the KKK official publication backs Trump for president. Now, that's only the seventh paper, if you want to count them as a paper, to support him. So KKK leader Thomas Robb has come out in support of Donald Trump using the front page editorial of his newspaper, The Crusader. No, it's not The Crusader. What is it called? It's, I think it's The Crusader, to prompt that, you know, they're supporting his campaign. I think it's The Crusader. So it's interesting to see that coming, that Donald Trump campaign officially declined the endorsement or whatever they do. I don't think Donald Trump said anything, but his campaign did. They're trying to cover for him like people can't see through it, which is hilarious to me. All right. Now, what happened? Go.
I was laughing, sorry.
Oh. No, that is funny to me. I'm thinking, you know, they cannot control him. And I don't know if you saw him on the campaign trail yesterday where he's like, relax, don't do anything. And he's saying that in public. Like, somebody made mention that maybe it was in his teleprompter telling him, don't go off the rails. And he started reading that. Relax, don't go off the rails. I'm thinking, that guy is slow. And did you see today that his wife was on the campaign trail and she wanted to make her platform as First Lady cyberbullying? Did you see that? The
no,
irony
I
of
just,
that. Think about it. As much as he cyberbullies,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
No.
I don't know who does this. What I saw was that she plagiarized Marla Maples.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah. It said that she...
That doesn't surprise
me. It said it was bad enough that she plagiarized the First Lady, but now she plagiarized his ex-wife? Oh, come on.
How about the cyberbullying?
No, she was reciting a quote from an interview that Marla Maples had done. And she was talking about, you know, her parents and what her parents did and how, you know.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
There is way too much tape and stuff out there for people to plagiarize these days. Like, you can't take people's, you know, words verbatim. Like, you just can't do that. You're gonna get caught. You know,
she should have said to somebody, listen, make sure that doesn't happen to me again. Would, you know?
No, I would think that they would all have sense. there's a lot of speech writers. There are people who can write good speeches, and what you do is you take a look at them and you go, I don't want to say that. I need to put this in words that I would say. That's how you usually take that from people who write speeches. So in campaigns, somebody hands you this and say, here's your speech, and then somebody like me looks over and go, you can't say that, you can't say that, and we just pretty much scratch it out. If you have a speech writer, you put them in your own words. So when you have to read through a teleprompter, that's called not being prepared. And so you see it in teleprompter, or you go, okay, I'll read it when I get up there, because this is not my own personal platform. I'll think of something on the fly. That's where you run into problems. You know, okay. Now, the University of Oregon, a law professor, is suspended after dressing in blackface for a Halloween party. No. She's in she is 68 years old, Nancy Schultz. And she was a professor who was identified by KEZI, a news station in Eugene, Oregon, who thought it was, you know, when I see the kids do that, I know that they are little jerks and whatever. But when you have a 68-year-old doing that who think that that's funny, I have to question. Well, you got a lot of Donald Trump followers too, so I can't call it. That would be my thing. But it's crazy. All right. In entertainment news, you know, Chris Brown has finally secured protection from his stalker. Some girl, Danelle Patty, invaded his home on three separate occasions. So a judge ruled yesterday that the 28-year-old trespasser must stay away from Chris Brown's house and his concerts for 5 years. Now, she said, she's currently in a mental hospital, by the way, and she claimed that she dated Chris Brown and then he harassed her on social media, so she started stalking him.
Okay.
You know, social media can be a double-edged sword when you put something out there, nigga, like, and people say stuff like, I think you was talking to me. Like, I think that might be problematic. Chris Brown was talking to me. All right. Yeah. Now, almost half of all Americans say that they cannot find anything good to watch on TV, according to this new study, and they will spend 1.3 years of their life changing the channel. So almost half of all Americans say they can't find anything good to watch on television despite watching more TV than ever before. Now, that's a survey on viewer habits. That seems kind of strange, right? You can't find anything, but you watch more TV. I guess you have to find something. Yeah. You have to find something. Now,
I watch TV anyway. I mean, I think I've gotten caught in that vicious cycle.
Oh, right. It's still going
to
stay on.
Right.
Yeah. Even though there's nothing to watch. Here we go. Now, you know, GLAAD, the media advocacy group GLAAD, said the number of gay characters on network TV hit a record high, but more than 25 lesbian characters have been killed off shows this year. So they said that having 25 lesbian and bisexual female characters died in the scripted broadcasts in cable and streaming services this year. And this report is the report on small screen diversity, but GLAAD is not talking about everybody's diversity apparently. But there's good news and there's bad news. All of your characters have been killed, but we have more on TV.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Now, North Carolina, police in North Carolina say a Pizza Hut employee used his own handgun to shoot and kill one of three armed robbers that held up a store. So detectives say the restaurant was closed and there were no customers inside, but police say a handgun carried by a slain robber was discovered on the scene, and they have not determined if the employee will face any charges. But the two other suspects ran away and haven't been captured. I don't know what to say about that, but okay. That's all I want to say. I don't know what I think that your employees should be carrying guns, but I guess you should if you're the only one in the store. It wasn't open, so nobody else was at risk. Now, the mother, you know, that I don't know. If there was no customers in there and the store was closed, how did they get in there? Okay. I don't know if you opened the door, but then how did he get this done? Never mind. I think we might be thinking too much into this because it does seem kind of strange.
Yes, yeah.
Inside job kind of strange. No, but
it's,
I guess I won't say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Now, a mother of a University of Massachusetts at Amherst student has died of a heroin overdose. They have filed a $5 million lawsuit against the school for breach of contract. Now, Eric Sinkari, who's 20, was found dead on the floor of an off-campus apartment in October 2013 by his father and stepmother, who had come to visit the New Jersey native for a parents' weekend. They said that it was made more difficult because of the fact that neither of Eric's parents had any idea that her son was using heroin. It was shortly after her son's death, though, that Eric's mother, Francesca, found out that the campus police did know that her son was possibly using heroin, learning that her son was found in possession of a hypodermic needle when he was arrested in 2012 for dealing drugs. So he was dealing drugs, found with a hypodermic needle. They didn't tell the parents. And when he died, they're suing the school for $5 million for not telling them.
How old
was he? Say that again.
How old was he?
He was 20. But he's still a student. So I don't know how that goes. I know you don't have to show your parent your grades or something like that, but I think you're kind of responsible of when you get arrested. I think are they supposed to call your parents? I'm going to have to ask somebody at
20? I don't think so.
They don't have to tell them?
Not at 20. I don't think it's beyond 18. What they should have done was kicked them out.
Yeah, you know, you would think that if they had somebody selling heroin and doing drugs, you think public safety, that would somehow kick in and
yeah,
they would suspend him and kick him out of school.
You're out, you know. And at that point, we are notifying your parents maybe that you're out of college.
How about we play a game of black or white next week? Like, that would be a kind of a
I'm
thing.
Just saying.
Of why he didn't get kicked out. Yeah. All right. Now, an Uber driver.
Grades could not have been that great. But then again, I'm not going to go there. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't even think about that. I'm like, what was his grades looking like? Because technically, the school didn't want to lose the fall in GPA or something. I don't know. Now, Uber driver groped a passenger after dropping her off before returning to stalk her at home. So I'm not going to say the guy's name, but he's facing charges of felony sexual battery and misdemeanor for stalking for allegedly assaulting in Palo Alto, California on Saturday night. So he dropped her off. Matter of fact, he grabbed her and after he dropped her off, he returned to stalk her around her house. Now, isn't that kind of scary? Now you don't want Uber even dropping you off at your house. But then they pick you up at your house, so I don't know I don't know which one would work better.
Yeah, because
they pick
all
you
your
up
information is in their system. It can go all kinds of wrong.
Oh,
but
that's
if
true.
You have your credit card and everything in there, they have all your information already. And then they're hiring any old body, right? So you
yeah.
could be anybody. And become an Uber
yep.
driver. I don't know that they're bonding people or not, but, you know, they're advertising. You could do anything and drive Uber, too, and you'll have access, you know, we'll have access to people's records and how much
Is that their tagline?
Yes.
You can do anything and be an Uber driver.
Yes.
Like there. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought that was funny. Yeah, do anything. Right. You can be an Uber driver. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
you
can even grope women.
Yeah, be an Uber driver. You can even see, I was going to throw Donald Trump in there, but I don't think I'm going to do it. It's not even soon yet. Right after election, I'll be throwing him as an Uber driver. But okay, I was going to do it initially, thought I'd pull back, then put it back in there. Okay, so, you know, an Alabama man is, Alabama is going to execute a 74-year-old man who was paid $10,000 to dress up like a black man and kill his lover's husband. So this guy, Tommy Arthur, who's 74, is scheduled to die by lethal injection. It was today, so I don't know if they did that yet, but he's in Alabama. But he was paid. Wait a minute, I want to get this. I guess his girlfriend paid him $110,000 to kill her husband, because he was paid $10,000 to dress up like a black man and then kill her, the woman's husband. Does that seem kind of, I don't know. That's what the charge was. He was paid to dress up and kill. He apparently killed him, but I think there should be an extra charge for dressing up like a black man. There should be another hate crime in there, shouldn't it? Because this is not the first case where somebody...
It's a hate crime in reverse.
Yes. No, because when you're mocking being another race, I think we should... You know, lucky black folks ain't making laws in this land. Because I would have to bring that up. If you dress up like somebody black, you are making it a hate crime because you invoked race. So I'm going to give you some extra time for that. Now...
Yeah.
Yep. Now, Montana governor criticized the judge who sentenced a man who raped his own 12-year-old daughter, and the judge gave him 60 days in jail.
Please don't tell me.
Please what?
Please don't tell me.
No. I, this is the follow-up story because this happened last week, and so the governor made a statement this week. So I didn't really do the story last week, but I'm doing the story because Montana's governor, Steve Bullock, sent an email out saying that he doesn't believe that the sentence recently handed down by Judge John McKinnon, he didn't think that it was appropriate. And so the governor agrees with citizens who are upset that the man was sentenced to 60 days in jail. But Steve Bullock's office says that he has no authority to investigate or override the decision of District Court Judge McKinnon's decision, giving the Eastern Montana man a 30-year suspended prison sentence and 60 days in jail. Yeah, the court records, now I'm going to make this a little disgusting, so plug your kids' ears on this, but the court records said that the mother walked in on the man, and the Associated Press will not identify the man to avoid identifying the victim of the sexual assault. So state laws call for a mandatory minimum sentence of 25 years sentence for incest of victims if the victim age is 12 or younger. But he suspended the man's sentence under an exception that allows for a lesser sentence if there's a psychosexual evaluation determines treatment affords a better opportunity for rehabilitation and the ultimate protection of the victim and society. That's what the judge ruled. Now, his sentencing order notes that the Valley County prosecutors did not challenge the results of the psychosexual evaluation, that the defendant had community support, and nobody spoke on behalf of the 12-year-old, and the investigation did not give a sentencing recommendation or even a typical sentence given for a crime. So since they didn't submit that as a prosecutor, the judge said he didn't go with the minimum sentence. And the order also includes excerpts from a letter written by the victim's mother and maternal grandmother arguing in favor of the community treatment. I know, Kathleen. All right, I'm done. All right, now, while I'm talking about bad news, let me just throw this in there so I can move on. A German court rules that a 16-year-old girl can continue a relationship with her uncle, 48, who began when she was 14, and the underage girl had been with her uncle for 2 years, returned to Germany after they ran away together, and refused to call the romance off. And they said, since Germany, like most European nations, is what the article says, the age of consent is 14. So they won't do anything. All right, I'm going to move on from that. Now, Sheriff Deputy, see, that's bringing down the groove of the stuff. I just want to remind you, you're listening to S3Net News. You can call and join us, 909-265. I'm doing that at the wrong time. I'm trying to shake it off. 909-265-9189. If you're in the chat, if I opened it, you can leave your comments there. Don't send any comments on those stories. It's just the news. We're just doing the news. Now, Sheriff Deputy Misty Michelle Flowers, who's 38, has been fired after she accidentally shot her daughter while showing off her service weapon at her North Carolina home on Saturday. I don't know why all these stories are happening in North Carolina. Something's going on in that town, but yeah. I don't know why she's being fired after accidentally shooting her daughter. I think she should be accidentally arrested as well. But that's just me. Now, I don't know if you heard of Wen Hair Care, W-E-N Hair Care. Users are... They're set to win $20,000 payout each after a judge approved a deal to settle a lawsuit over products which makes people hair fall out. Now, more than 200 customers in 40 states have so far joined in the class action suit against Wen Hair Care products, alleging that the company's cleansing conditioner led to hair loss and scalp irritation. Now, stay away from the product. I don't know if they fixed the problem. They may be like Samsung. They were like, oh, yeah, it's the battery. You know, oops, your hair's still falling out. It wasn't the battery. Yeah, you might want to stay away from that.
Now, I was just getting ready to buy some, and I'm not joking.
Were you really?
Everybody has told me how phenomenal it is and how good it is for your hair and all the stuff, and people that have used it. You know, show the hair looks so shiny and everything. Yes.
And was it shiny on the floor, or was it still in their head?
No, shiny in their hair. Yeah, for real.
Okay. Yeah, you might want to use that in really low dosage. Like that, if you're going to use it, you may want to use
good.
That low dosage.
I'm good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Just drink plenty of water. Drink, get yourself some nettle leaf tea. Drink it or use it as a conditioner. That will thicken up your hair. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
And hair care products. Yeah, because you're not getting 20 grand payout from me. Just get some, just drink something. Now, hey, anytime. I got you. You know, everyone on the line, by the way, hit one on your line if you would like me to give you hair care product tips as well. I don't have any, but I think I can throw a couple in. Now, an anonymous American pregnant woman has written a letter about her mother-in-law from hell. Like, the woman had decided not to learn the unborn sex of her baby, but her mother-in-law disapproved, found out from the doctor, and told everybody.
Mean. Yeah, somebody did that to me.
Okay, never mind.
Lois,
I guess I'm not funny.
I have never forgotten. I might have to forgive you. I ain't gotta forget.
See, now that's why, that's not the only reason, but that's why I'm not going to seminary. See, just like you, see, you have to forgive. I'm not going to seminary for that because I am not forgiving somebody for turning on me. See, I'm just saying. I don't mean to call you out, but I'm just saying that that is a commitment that you have to forgive. That's kind of okay. But I would still go to church. I would have to still ask for forgiveness, but I'm not forgiving that for doing that. That just seems kind of mean, though. Like, just a... Anyway. All right. Now, a Kansas university student left his car outside of his dorm, and he returned to find his Kit Kat missing, right? He left a candy bar sitting up. But he got an apologetic note from the thief claiming that he was hungry. So this guy... who's 19 years old, left his car unlocked for 15 minutes outside of his dorm. When he returned, he found that his chocolate bar was missing out of his car, and he had a note. But here's the thing. His phone was left. He left his wallet in the car, and all they took was the candy bar and left him a note. Now, I'm just going to tell you this for the record, young fella. It was a friend of yours. Because technically, who's going to... You're going to take the time to write a note saying, hey, I was hungry, and you left your door unlocked. But, and if they're hungry, why didn't they take the cash? But I'm just saying, they figured they can replace the candy bar. But
so
I think. Because it was North Carolina. No, this happened in Kansas. If it was North Carolina, we'd be talking a whole other story. North Carolina's got.
Kansas.
Yeah, North Carolina has the crazy stories. Yeah.
Southern hospitality.
They have what?
Southern hospitality. I'll take
your
candy.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they left a nice note. Yeah. They'd be like, and by the way, I took $10 out. Like, they should have, like, left him a really nice note just to let him know what he's missing.
Park here next week and I'll put it back.
Yeah. So you know how when you misplace money or something, you start driving yourself crazy? Like, I know I had five more dollars. Like, I knew it was right here. He sent a note just so he wouldn't drive him crazy. That would have been nice.
Uh-huh.
And I think Hershey is the maker of Kit Kat. So Hershey has reached out, and they're actually sending him a box of Kit Kats. I'm like, that was a good publicity stunt for Hershey. I think Hershey stole it. I'm gonna go with that. Now, you know, everybody was jumping on this Brexit thing. About them leaving the EU and the currency problem because they're leaving and all of that good stuff. But this week, the British court, they ruled, now they're saying the court is triggering a constitutional crisis by ruling that the country's lawmakers must give a vote to split with the EU. So so this is interesting to watch, but they said that before they triggered what they called the Article 50 to exit the European Union, that it must be the legislature that does that. Like, in the United States, I can get it. Our Congress makes laws. The president does not make laws. So they had to make a law that allows them to, you know, kind of dissolve their money and to change their currency. That's a law issue. So when the prime minister won, because everybody had this vote, exit, Brexit, the prime minister thought, oh, yeah, we can just go in there and we're going to change this when I win. And they went to court and found out, you don't do that kind of stuff as prime minister. It is the lawmakers that make laws in this town, so they have to actually change it. That's interesting if they're going to feel pressure to do that because, you know, they had buyer's remorse right after they did it. So,
I know.
Yep. So now it's going to fall down to the lawmakers, and they're feeling like if they don't go through with it, then the people who voted are going to say like they've been robbed, kind of like the whole little Donald Trump thing all over again, but that they've been wrong if it does not go their way. But it wasn't in their realm to change that law or to make that rule.
And they couldn't figure that out. Where were the researchers before they did this?
Hey, let me tell you something. It is almost like Donald Trump bringing up generals saying, here's what I'm going to do when I'm in office, knowing that you cannot change the Constitution or you can't just make the military do something. Congress declares war, and you just can't say, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to send the military over there if we don't have active campaigns in areas. So a lot of people run for office and don't. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that part. And we should just took their oil. Yeah. A lot of people run for office without knowing what the parameters are.
Yeah.
Again, in the words of President Obama, that he is the most, what do you call him? He said the uniquely unqualified. You know, I'm probably more qualified to be president. And I shouldn't say probably, I'm just being nice. I am more qualified to be president than Donald Trump. I actually understand the law a whole lot better than he does.
Me too.
So, yeah, well, apparently he's not that sharp. And the president, while he was talking about it, did say, you know, I taught constitutional law for 12 years. Like, seriously. To think that he doesn't know the Constitution, and then Donald Trump's like, but what I'll do if I'm there. It's like, you can't do that. Somebody should have told you. You should have at least took a summer course on the Constitution, like something.
Continuing it online.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody slip you some notes or something, like just crib notes or something. All right, you know, Oprah's back. Actually, Oprah never left. But, you know, Oprah unveiled her annual favorite things, her list of 101 items, including a $1,500 TV, a $395 custom portrait of a dog blanket. I don't know what that means. And a $165 poinsettia cake. Can you eat a poinsettia? Like, isn't that a flower? All right. So, Oprah, who has this 101 item list for her 2016 list, which is featured in the December issue of O Magazine, the Oprah magazine. And while there's currently something from, I guess it's for everyone, many of the items come with these shockingly high price tags. Oprah is not giving out like she used to. Even with, like, exclusive discount codes being offered, that's not reasonable to say, hey, this is my favorite $1,500 TV. Oprah has $1 billion. You don't want to go on Oprah's shopping list. You don't want to be that kind of broke for the rest of the year. I just want to say that. Mm-hmm. But Oprah said that she's something like she's done with giving away big gifts. I'm thinking, did anybody ask you to get? No, I'm just joking. You get a car. I guess she don't do that anymore. So Oprah is, you know.
But she didn't give them away anyway.
Oh, she sure did.
She gave them away.
What'd you say?
I said it wasn't like she gave them away.
Right, but, you know, I guess on the show she facilitated it. And, you know, it wasn't really free either, but. You know, I'm only doing Oprah news. You know, I usually don't do Oprah news. Just thought I'd throw that out there for Oprah. All right, now, okay, I'm skipping the rest of the bad news. I think those other news stories just didn't do anything for me today, so I had to skip those. That was bad today. So I definitely had to go to the Oprah news. But. Although, you know, I would normally skip the Oprah news, I had to actually do that. Now, I want to say this because if you didn't hear the story of Kathleen, I'm going to rehash something in the last, 10 minutes of the show today. And I'm going to start now because I know, hey, you know, and I know my brother Sean is on, and I want to say hey to everyone on the line, the folks on the line. You can always hit one to come in. But I want to bring this up again because I feel like I didn't give you your room for the Prince whatever his name is, Harry thing. And I want to say, I saw Gabrielle Union
That's
speak about...
That's been bothering me all day, actually.
Has it really?
Oh,
all right.
It has.
My fault. I'm bigger than Donald Trump. I can tell you when I was wrong. But I did preface the conversation. If you don't know what we're talking about, okay, let me do this first. All right, so Prince Harry is supposedly dating the American actress Megan. What's her last name? Kathleen?
Markle.
Okay, Megan Markle. And on yesterday's show of Stirred Up, you and I talked about it. And, well, Kathleen actually wanted to talk about it. And I probably went in a different direction than she meant to go in it. So I'm going to try to redeem myself by giving Kathleen the floor on.
No. You go ahead. You take it. I was hanging out like a wet towel on a clothesline. You and Sean.
No. How do I get to redeem myself if you got nothing? We have different listeners on today, so I just want to say, hey, you talked about it. So I brought it up because I saw Gabrielle Union mention her today, and she said if I can wish Rob Kardashian and Black China well, I can wish Harry and Meghan well. But she knows her, apparently. And she said she's a beautiful person. She said she's gorgeous. And I know I didn't say that the other day. But
you did not.
Yeah, but you criticized me for saying that as a guy. But I want to say Gabrielle Union said that. That's the first thing that came out of her mouth. She goes, she's stunning. She's gorgeous. I'm thinking, okay. But that was her opinion. And I do remember her from Deal or No Deal, like I said before. And the pictures that I saw was not flattering, so I actually saw some today, and she is pretty. Okay, so there you go. Gabrielle Union said that. I had to redeem my statement, whatever, because you thought I was basing something on her looks. But I just kind of, I'm a guy. Sidetrack. Every time guys say that they like women when you're little, people usually say to the guy, you must like her. So it's a reflex that guys go, well, I don't like her like that. So we normally say that, Kathleen, just so that you know. It wasn't a sexist statement. It was it's a reaction that guys normally have when people, when guys will either criticize or compliment women. They'll say either that they like them or they don't like them. Something out of childhood, I reckon. All right. Kathleen has just let me bury myself today. Vladimir Putin.
Because if I say what I'm thinking, I'll never be able to come back on Esprit News. So I'm just going to take the chance tonight.
You will always be back. Okay. No,
I'm thinking it. Ladies
are on the line and would like to hear what you have to say. I'm not being sexist. I was just saying that was a default. I didn't mean anything by it. I'm sure she's a lovely person. I just didn't know who she was. And uh-huh. I don't really care about Prince Harry. It wasn't
okay.
That serious to me.
Okay.
All right. And you don't want to test this at all, do you?
Not at all.
Okay. All right.
Because it was the conversation that we had last night.
Mm-hmm.
I had mentioned that that for Black women thinking about this, and it's really not about a Black woman dating a white man or dating Prince Harry, but
yeah.
The idea of it brings up some feelings for, it can bring up some feelings for Black women, whereas, oh man, when you look at it, you look at this way, it's the reverse, because we as Black women oftentimes think that it is so common to see the reverse. In other words, a Black man with a white woman. You don't really see this. And then for it to be a Black woman with Prince Harry, it just takes it to a whole nother level. And so the conversation in, Black media, Black community, Black magazines, Essence magazine, from years back when they started reporting on how difficult it is for Black women to be in relationships and how Black men are often not choosing their own women, and so many Black women are single and wanting children and not having families, and you're 50 gazillion times more likely to never remarry if you're a black woman and you've been divorced. You know, on and on and on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that conversation translated into, in the media and in books and so forth, it translated into kind of like a who wants the black woman thing, right? If black men don't want black women, nobody does. You know, so it just kind of perpetuates. And sometimes there's just this, like, finally, you know, there's a sister out there, not that she's with a white guy, but that there is a sister out there that's beginning to turn this conversation. But it's not just her. It's Michelle Obama. It's Kerry Washington. It's Shonda Rhimes. It is Viola Davis. It is, you know, Beyonce. It's on and on and on and on. It's Black Girls Rock. And so it's finally, like, black women are like, oh, well, maybe, you know, even Notori, oh my gosh, what's her last name? From Power.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there was a clip of her on TV saying, you know, forever I've been a black actress for the longest, and every time I came in, it was like, next, you're too black, you're too dark, you're too this. And she's like, and finally, black girls are getting something now. You know, real black-looking black girls are getting some play now. And she's like, thank God. I don't know if you saw that clip of her saying that.
Well, I saw her talk about that because she was in the group 3LW, I think it was, or the Cheetah Girls, which one of those. She was in one of those groups, and they wanted her out of there. She was the lead singer. It's the one with Adrian Bylone in it, and they were constantly on her. I mean, she said she was, like, bullied and tormented with them. Her being on, from her being on Power, it was kind of like her saying, yep, she is feeling redeemed because she has a little bit more faith in the fact that now they're reaching out to them.
Right.
So, yeah, I did hear her speak about that.
So that's kind of what I was wanting to explain, and then we just kind of got pulled
I know.
Off
it went to another direction.
I was a dater and all that kind of stuff. So it was like,
No.
That wasn't the crust.
Yeah, that wasn't the crust of it, of why I that wasn't the crust of it. I probably wouldn't have an opportunity to date her. Like, but the reason I kind of said that, even with the Deal or No Deal, I didn't know she had a black parent at all. I didn't know she was black.
Uh-huh.
Like, because, you know, there's other people who were on it. Claudia Jordan, for example, she was on Deal or No Deal, and I can't think of Tamika's last name, and Haley, and there was only probably one dark complexion black woman that was on there. And so I think when you said that, it was kind of the joke of what did the queen say, like when she met her.
So that's
where that came from. It was from that. And I'm like, and I wouldn't have known. But now that I see pictures of her, I'm thinking, and I saw a picture of her mother, but I didn't even know she's black generally. So it wasn't one thing or another about the empowerment of black women. I didn't know. So, you know, again, I'm not asking for a pass on that. I'm a guy. I have no etiquette for that. And so I can own that. I can stay on the guy's side every now and then. This is where the women get on one side of the room and look at guys like they're crazy, because I'm like stereotypical with that. I'm like,
arms folded and head tattooed.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and I am the guy going, what did I do? Like, I still don't know. Like, what did I do? Yeah. So anyway, all right. See, on that note, see, I thought I'd give a little time for that before I do outro. So, see, I didn't rush out of that. I didn't do I didn't do any damage control either. So, since I wasn't like, since I didn't clean up my position or anything, I just had to let that ride. I had to take the beat down and let Kathleen talk with her arms folded at me for a little bit. So, I had to do that live on the air. Because believe me, she'd have done it later anyway. Hey, I just want to say this to the brothers that are out there. I took one for the team. That was it.
so sad. Did you see that?
Thank you, man. Yeah. Yeah. Can I get away with that? Let me check the sensors. All right. Uh-huh. Thanks for tuning in to Esprit.net News. Hopefully I got a little bit of redemption today. We will see you again next week. Thank you, Kathleen, for letting me off the hook, I think. See, I should have just muted her like she agreed. Good night.
Uh-huh.
See, look, she didn't get muted. There we go. All right, see you next week.
Good night.
All right, good night.